Blog Talk Radio. Hey, hey, it is Friday. Whew, we made it through again and again with God's blessing. Amen, amen. Again, I'm going to holler out to my friend, Elder Ronnie. Whew, Lord, tell me. COVID is not stopping him. Yet he was down with COVID. He is doing marvelous. God is blessing him, and he is worthy. Yes, Lord, he is good. So is Michelle. She's doing fine. And so is others. My brother, Quentin, is doing fine, very well. And my niece, amen, amen. Today's topic, prayer life, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, I just want to bestow the blessings of those that are sick and shut in. Let your hand heal them if they are having any problems in their body, in their mind, and in their soul. God, let your word be within them. And I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, okay, prayer life. And I got a lot of scriptures here, and Psalms 37, 1 through 6, and Philippians 4, 6, and Philippians again 4, 9 through 13. Also 2 Kings 4, verses 1 through 7, Matthew 9:20-22, and Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7-11, and Hebrews 12, chapter 12, 1-3, and Matthew chapter 9:23. Also, chapter 21:21 in Matthew. Mark 9:23 and John 20:25. Those are all the verses that what I'm talking about, it goes with. Amen. Prayer life. You know, you begin to pray for provision by starting with a plan. First, stop worrying and start praying. Second, with prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Next, reflect and examine your circumstances and find contentment. Things might not be as bad as you thought. Observe how other Christian women or men found favor through prayer. Then, give yourself permission to ask and seek a solution. If a child or a friend comes to you and asks for bread, would you give them a stone? No. God also gives what is good unto those that ask. Finally, renew your faith, release your fears, and believe what God has in store. Amen, amen. I'm going to read Psalms, Matthew 21:21-22. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed, and be thy cast into the sea, it shall be done. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Amen. I'm going to read Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Amen. The verses are coming from the New Language Version of the Bible and the King James Version. Amen. Have a wonderful holy weekend. Continue to wear your mask, social distancing, and sanitizing your hands. 6 feet distancing. They're saying now they're trying to get it to 3 feet, but you know, there's a lot of ifs and whats for those that have had the shot. Although I have had the shot, my family members have had the shot, except for my granddaughter. She'll be getting hers soon. Amen. They still say keep wearing the mask, keep socializing, social distancing, I'm sorry, and keep safe, because the other variants are showing up in people, and they're saying not because of the shot. Let me make that perfectly clear. Not because of the shot, okay? The other variants are coming in because people done had the shots. They're going out here without no mask and without social distancing. So I'm begging you to please continue as you were until we get the all clear to take the mask off. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep it holy. Keep it faithful. Love one another and tell someone you love them. Amen. And again, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Throughout the world, I love the world. I love my family. I love my friends. And I love my friends that listening to me. Amen. I am grateful and I'm blessed. And I want you to be grateful and blessed as well. Have a lovely weekend. God bless you. Until Monday, God bless you. I love you. 'Cause God, he first loves you. Amen. Amen.